Welcome to the Washington page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Steve Schultes about the Greater Southeast Iowa Tractor Ride. Coming up in a few days is the Greater Southeast Iowa Tractor Ride, and can you just kind of give us a brief overview of what the event is?
Well, this is our 15th annual tractor ride, fall tractor ride. We were actually in Washington 5 years ago and overnighted there. So we're familiar with Washington, and they are familiar with us. We've done this, like I said, for 15 years. It started out as a ride out of Fremont, Iowa, by a couple of guys, and they have both passed away since then, and I took it over, and hopefully I can keep this going. I want to see a 20-year anniversary on our fall ride, and I would like to see a 15-year ride on my spring ride. I do two rides a year, a spring and a fall ride, and we try to stay more local on our fall rides, and it's just a bunch of guys who, oh my goodness, it's just, a camaraderie. You become more than just acquaintance. You become friends, and you see them on other tractor rides, and it's just the camaraderie and the fellowship that goes along with it, and somebody has to put it all together, and I've been fortunate enough that it's been me.
And how many tractors do you have signed up for this year?
I have 68 right now.
Is that pretty typical?
Yeah, the numbers are dwindling due to the age of the riders, and I know when we first started 15 years ago, we were 150, 170 tractors. We were probably the third largest in the state. Again, due to attrition, riders passing away, age. Some of my riders that will be riding on this ride are 90 and 92 years old. They just love it, and it's going to be harder on them,
And do you have a variety of tractors on the ride? Are there some antique ones?
Yes, I would say the majority of the tractors that you will see are 30 to 40 years old. My tractor, it's 65 years old. So, yeah, there's a lot of tractors that and basically are antique. We have a few newer tractors out of the 80s and 90s, but for the most part, they're all older tractors.
And is this a multiple-day event?
It's a three-day event. It will start on Wednesday of next week. We will leave Oskaloosa and wander around aimlessly till we end up in Washington. It starts the 7th. We'll leave at 7:30 from Oskaloosa, and we will overnight in Washington the night of the 7th and the 8th, and get up Friday morning the 9th, and head back to Oskaloosa.
And is there anything in particular you want to be sure your participants see while they're here in the city of Washington?
The lady at Hometown Inn has handed out flyers and flyers made up to what is available to look around in Washington and Washington County. If they so desire to look around Washington County, they're on their own on that. That's not part of my schedule at all. And I've seen signs regarding the quilts, and I'm just sorry we're not going to be able to see some of the rural barns that may have some of the quilts, but we will definitely be able to do that on their own.
And what's your favorite part about these rides?
Oh, as a promoter of these rides, it's getting to see these people year after year. We've got people been with us since the very first ride, and it's just, I look forward to the people and meeting people, and we find all these little hole in the wall places to eat. That's what I usually try to seek out, is the off the map eateries, and my ride is known for quality food. I want quality food for my guys and their wives and such. So it's just being with the people and enjoying these old-time tractors.
That's been today's Washington Page with Steve Schultes speaking about the Greater Southeast Iowa Tractor Ride that's coming through the area next week. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.